Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the fear of God in general, and specifically it is about not fearing anyone other than Allah. In this hadith, the Prophet cautions us to not fear someone other than Allah. As you know, the fear of God is one of the central Islamic virtues. In fact, someone might say that it is the most central Islamic virtue, and this is kind of alluded to in the Holy Quran. Of course, if we consider this makhafatullah to be equal to taqwa and piety, if it's different from it, then, you know, this could be debated whether it is the most central virtue or not. Because as you know, in the Holy Quran, and there's a famous verse in which God Almighty says that the most noblest of you are the ones who are most pious. You know, even though, by way of explanation, you know, even though knowledge is very important in Islam, you know, there's so many hadiths about knowledge and its importance and these kind of things, but nowhere has it ever been mentioned that, by way of example, that the most noblest of human beings are the ones who are most knowledgeable. No. Rather, it's the most noblest of human beings are the most pious. In any case, this fear of God is one of the most important virtues within Islam. And conversely, fearing things besides God is a vice, and it has very bad consequences, as has been mentioned in this beautiful hadith of the Prophet. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not empower anyone over man except one whom he fears. If you fear somebody, then God will place that person over you and he will control you. If man was to fear none but Allah, Allah would not allow anyone else to dominate him other than himself. Other than God. If somebody only feared Allah, only feared God, then nobody can control that person except God himself. Man is not assigned to anyone except him in whom he places his hope. The end of this hadith, it alludes to the virtue which is, or the characteristic of the soul which is contrary to fear, and that is hope. In the beginning of the hadith, the Prophet said that, you know, we should fear Allah and not fear anybody else. And in this last part, in the last part of the hadith, or the second part of the hadith, he talks about hope and why we should only hope in God. He says that if somebody hopes in somebody, in anybody, then, you know, he becomes, that person or that being becomes the caretaker of that person, and his affairs becomes relegated to him. The Prophet in the end of the hadith says, and if he hopes in none but Allah, he will not be assigned to anyone other than him. If somebody simply hopes in God, then, you know, God Almighty will take care of him. In the same vein, the Prophet has been narrated as having said, blessed is the one whose fear of Allah preoccupies him from fearing people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the fear of Allah and the fear of other people in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد